The link between poverty and ill health has long been a major concern for the president of the British Medical Association. Sir Michael Marmot, who's also the Professor of Epidemiology and Public Health at University College London, is in Australia today to speak at a symposium organised by the World Medical Association. Sir Michael told David Mark that Australian doctors are morally obliged to address not only the health of their patients, but also their social and economic problems.
Doctors see the effects of poverty on health. And treating sick people, of course, is the first business of doctors, particularly general practitioners. But being aware of the conditions that made them sick, the social and economic conditions that made them sick, and actually being active in trying to do something about those social and economic conditions is a natural function for doctors.
There has been a lot of evidence over the years that the social determinants of which you speak, where people were born, how much money they earn, does have a large impact on their health outcomes. But what exactly can doctors do?
My lifelong argument has been that the main determinants lie outside the healthcare sector. So it needs work across all the key domains of society. But now I'm actually saying doctors can and should be involved in this agenda as well.
You're the president of the British Medical Association. Was this an idea that you tried to introduce during your presidency, and how was it accepted by your colleagues?
It indeed was an idea. It is an idea that I've tried to introduce during my presidency, and I've been really pleased, a little surprised, but really pleased at the take-up that I've had.
Can you cite a specific example where someone's life conditions will have some sort of impact on their health?
Well, I can not only cite life conditions, but I can cite examples where general practitioners have been involved in trying to address these causes. So, for example, there's a practice in the East End of London. 40% of the population in the East End of London are Bangladeshi. It's a most deprived area of England. This general practice has 100 different programs addressing the conditions in which their patients live and work. So, for example, they have skills training to try and help people get jobs. They have language training. They have various community development programs. They have programs aimed at children. Now, all of those, if you're workless, if you can't speak the language, if your children are not getting proper input, are going to influence health. And this extended practice and community development program is trying to deal with these major determinants of health.
Now, Sir Michael, you're in Australia at the moment because the World Medical Association is due to meet over the next few days.
Yes.
Does the sorts of theories that you're espousing, you have espoused in the UK, have a relevance here?
Well, they, two things. It certainly has a relevance in Australia, and I'm going to push as hard as I can for colleagues at the World Medical Association from other national medical associations to take this up.
So what exactly will be your message to Australian doctors?
My message will be that we have a moral concern for the fact that unjust treatment in society is leading to health inequalities, and that moral concern ought to lead us, we in the medical profession, to do everything we can to address the needs of patients, which are not only the health care needs, but the needs that arise from their position in society.
That's the president of the British Medical Association, Professor Sir Michael Marmot, speaking to David Mark.